Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Sports Radio 610 is your home of the Houston Texans, and we're the only station in town that can get you into the Texans preseason opener against the 49ers. Preseason home opener. Their preseason opener is tomorrow against the Chiefs. But 10 days from now, they'll be taking on the 49ers, and we would love to see you in that suite with us, hanging out, food, drink. It's the second largest suite in the stadium, so it's a big party up there. Listen this week at noon and 4 p.m., and then keep listening next week, or actually starting on Thursday, tomorrow, at 8 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. for your cue to call in. Here on this show, we play Know Your Role. To give away these tickets. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. But listen and win from your home of the Houston Texans, Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610. Real quick, we were talking about comeback player of the year. We're getting a lot of texts on that topic for some reason. You can text the show, 713-572-4610, DWIattorney.com text page. Text message, the comeback player of the year is usually not about injuries. And it's actually not true. It's not always about injuries. But it is usually about injuries. You know, the last few years, Keenan Allen, Jordy Nelson, Eric Berry, Rob Gronkowski, Phillip Rivers, Peyton Manning. You know, Michael Vick, that wasn't an injury. He was coming back from prison.
Right.
Tommy Maddox won it in 2002. He was coming back from being terrible and out of the league.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tommy Maddox.
He was coming back from being in the XFL. But for the most part, you know, I'm looking at Drew Brees won it in 2004. That's an injury. You know, Pennington is a two-time comeback player of the year winner. How about that?
Wow.
Once with the Jets and once with the Dolphins.
I'd like to know who
Brady
the other...
Brady in 2009. That's an injury. That was a knee injury.
When Pennington won it twice, I'd really like to go back and see who the other candidates were. I wonder how strong his candidacy was.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, what do you got, Rich?
Well, you teased a story into the break about someone multitasking on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And here is that story.
Okay.
It comes from Southeast Houston, and the events in the story took place yesterday on a street called Cherrydale, where a man was apparently riding his bike, and while riding his bike, managed to get his junk out and, for lack of a better term, start working it.
He was pleasuring himself.
I got to just like call a timeout right here just real quick before I go on with this story.
Yeah.
As you know, I enjoy bike rides.
Right.
And I've, on occasion, attempted to do things while riding my bike that have put me in danger.
Yeah.
Right?
I've tried to work my
phone on the bike, and that's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. That's like way worse than driving.
I've tried to like change my music on my headphones and grab
while the wheels were moving on your bike?
Grab my phone out of the saddlebag. It's a bad idea.
That's
I know it was a
idea.
Bad idea. Yeah. I don't do it anymore, at least not that
what this guy was doing is a better idea than that.
Right. You know,
Steve was probably keeping his eyes on the road.
I've reached for a water bottle while riding my bike in the past, and that might have caused me to swerve a little bit.
Sure.
You know. There are some things that are okay to do on a bike, not okay to do.
Yeah.
Bringing your junk out on a bike is about the worst idea I've ever heard.
Masturbating.
So apparently some idiot, wait, this is all due respect, some dumbass was on a bike yesterday in Southeast Houston on Cherrydale, and not only did he make the mistake of doing what we just described, he made the mistake of pulling up to a woman's house who identified herself as Granny Jean.
Okay. Is that like her neighborhood name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Granny Jean had a 14-year-old granddaughter in the house.
Oh, okay. So she's an actual grandmother.
Right. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due here. Chauncey Glover of ABC 13 got a hold of Granny Jean on the phone, and she described what happened next.
Some guy pulled his pants open and playing with his thing and ran up to my yard, and I told him to get away from my door that I would shoot him.
All right, so obviously she's got a weapon. She said she would shoot him, and It's also being reported that he had gotten off the bike and was trying to get in Granny Jean's house.
He had a weapon, too.
Well, yes, figuratively speaking.
And he was definitely not afraid to use his.
She clearly did not hesitate when she grabbed her pistol.
And he kept coming and reached for my dough after it was dropped, and so I shot through the door.
If you didn't pick up on this, Granny Jean shot straight through the screen door. And
at the masturbator?
And dude took one in the chest.
I don't get in nobody's business. It's just me and him. And like I can't say it, I warned him.
She warned him.
She did warn him.
Which is all you have to do in a situation like that, right?
Yeah.
She warned him.
He kept coming at her.
Right.
Yeah.
And in case you're thinking about paying Granny Jean a visit.
They better stay away.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the man was, it turns out.
Did he die?
No. Officers at the scene recognized the man from a recent arrest. He actually was out on bond for a separate exposure charge about a week ago in the same neighborhood when he was allegedly walking down a busy Southeast Houston street naked. So
this guy likes being out there, man.
Clearly, he's got a problem. So with all due respect, and once again, I want to give Chauncey Glover credit at ABC 13 for the audio. With all due respect, you don't mess with Granny Jean.
No, you don't.
And that might not be the last time we hear from Granny Jean on this show. I think there might be some keepers in that.
Probably
sound.
Some hot keys. Yeah. Here's the thing. That doesn't sound enjoyable at all. You know, like doing that while riding a bike.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
Think of the things that could happen beyond getting shot by Granny Jean. By the way, he was in bent top critical condition, expected to be okay.
He is? Okay. All right. So be careful. He'll be back out on that bike at some point. You have a long bike ride coming up in September, right?
I do, in Cape Cod.
You've done some long bike rides before.
This one's a 60-miler.
Okay. You ever thought about, like, you know, like while you're at like mile 30 or 40, you know, just... you know, going all, what's the guy's name?
No name.
Oh, no name. Okay.
And he kept coming.
Oh, that's the part I was thinking of.
You ever thought while you're riding that bike, Rich, like, yeah, you know what? You know, nobody's looking. You pull out a Glamour magazine, you know?
No Glamour magazine's on the road, but I may have passed a strip joint or something and had a thought in my mind, but never acted on it, of course.
Yeah, if you pass a strip club, you park the bike and go in and get a lap dance.
And now the next question should be, Rich, where are you taking your bike rides?
Yeah, no kidding. I may start biking. All right. My story.
As my Italian friends in New York would say, this guy's a cedrul.
Whatever that means, I agree with them.
Yeah, I may have just committed an FCC violation.
That's all right. In Italy, who cares? I don't know what it is about this edition of All Due Respect. By the way, your story, Rich. We were watching Hard Knocks last night, Amy and I, and she's kind of thumbing through on her phone, like her Twitter feed or whatever, right, during Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, we need to watch the news at 10 o'clock. And I said, why? This guy got caught masturbating on a bike and got shot by a grandmother. A
similar thing happened to me, Sean. Jenny's got America's Got Talent on last night on Channel 2.
Right.
And the crawler comes on and just says something to the effect, man shoots man while masturbating on bike. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I mean, like, it's the best tease ever. I'm locked in. Well, BMAC, why'd the music stop again?
It's an ongoing thing. I've had trouble getting the full 9-minute version to load. I just got to get it in there and make it happen.
Okay, because I feel very naked right now without the All Due Respect music. That music gives us a little mojo while we're telling these stories about these idiots.
Yeah. My story tomorrow is going to be about a producer who couldn't get a handle on the music bed.
That's it. He just kept coming and coming, and he couldn't get the music to work. All right, my story. I'm going to do my story here just naked without any, kind of like the biker.
Figuratively.
That's better. I feel more secure now. My story takes place in Minnesota, that despicable state that gave me a sinus infection back in February. And this story is equally lewd, Rich, as yours was.
Okay.
Minnesota police responded to a 911 call on Saturday about a van parked in front of a Walmart entrance.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. The man, the 911 call was about the discovery of a man, quote, performing an oral sex act upon his wife, who was reclined in the driver's seat of the van. in front of the Walmart.
Uh-huh, okay.
When a patrolman approached the running vehicle around 9:15, he spotted Chantel Ney, age 32, laid back in her seat with her pants down and exposed from the waist down. God. Not going to get too descriptive. I think we all know what was going on.
Yeah.
The van, police noted, was situated in front of the main entrance of the Walmart Supercenter in Mankato, which is open 24 hours a day, like a lot of Walmarts are.
Right.
The van's other occupant, Frank Nee, her husband, 32, he was also exposed with his shorts down to his knees.
Idiot.
While he was going to work.
Well, you can't wait till you get home?
Right. The officer reported, I can't even read the description of what was going on. I got to let the listeners let their minds run wild.
Now,
here.
You said the van was running. Is there any chance they were going for that carbon monoxide high?
No.
That whole asphyxiation.
No, because they were outdoors. They were parked in front of the Walmart.
Right, but they might have had the windows closed and maybe there was a leak.
Maybe. I thought you were going to say the van was running, but was the van a rocking? Because if the van is a rocking.
Yeah, don't come a knocking.
You don't come a knocking.
No.
Speaking of knocking, Hoppy, the officer, knocked on the van's window and yelled for them to stop. stop doing that to her. He reported that both parties really seemed out of it. Though the patrolman could not smell any odor of alcohol, the cop added that the duo was visible to the public doing what they were doing.
Oh, jeez. Get a life.
Chantel was groggy and lethargic. She was cited for driving while impaired. Frank, the husband, was charged for indecent exposure and violating a November 2017 court order barring him from having any contact with his wife. So he was violating a restraining order while pleasuring her. That's impressive.
I wonder how many of our listeners have had sex in a car.
I would think a lot of them have. If you go all
by
the way,
definition, that's public, right? You're not getting in the car.
Yeah,
unless it's parked in your garage.
But if you go park, you know, it's dark, you go park somewhere, you know, you're out on a Friday, teenagers,
yeah,
things like
yeah,
that.
Sure.
I would say that's a good poll question. But back in the day when you were a teenager, man, you had to go find anywhere you could. You
but
know,
if you're going to try something like that.
No, that's different. These aren't teenagers. They're in their 30s.
Right. Discretion,
in the middle of the day.
Discretion is of the utmost value if you try something
okay,
like that.
Okay, my favorite part.
The Walmart parking lot is not discreet.
My favorite part of this is the mugshots of the two of them.
Mm.
And the dude is wearing a Minnesota Vikings jersey. Unfortunately, the mugshot cuts off at the top of the numbers.
Yeah.
I can tell that the number on the left is a 1. So it's a number that's in the 10 to 19 range. What jersey do we think he was wearing for the Minnesota Vikings?
No idea.
I don't look right now. B-Mac, I know we're over here.
What was Case Keenum's number?
An Ontario Smith jersey.
Keenum was a single-digit number.
Single digit.
Ontario
okay.
Smith, the Wizinator. Yeah. Was Stephon? I feel like Stephon Diggs is a number that begins with a 1.
Yeah, he's got a number in the teens.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You still got her picture pulled up?
You want to look at it again?
Yeah, she's pretty rough.
Yeah, she's rough.
She definitely does not make me hungry.
I think she's a Viking fan too, though, because her hair is purple.
Probably.
Good team spirit, at least. All right, that was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.